Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give...
They testified under oath in a room steeped in history. It's the room where Congress investigated the sinking of the Titanic almost a century ago. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez.
At that time, we had a ship supposedly so technologically advanced that it could not sink. And here we have a rig that the industry has told us so many times is so technologically advanced it supposedly could not spill.
But it did, sending roughly 5,000 barrels a day into the Gulf of Mexico after a rig explosion on April 20th that killed 11 workers. The Deepwater Horizon rig was leased to the BP oil company for drilling. Lamar McKay heads BP America.
BP and the entire energy industry are under no illusions about the challenge we face. We know that we will be judged by our response to this crisis.
McKay told senators the exact cause of the explosion and spill has not been determined, but he suggested it may lie with Transocean, the company that owned and operated the rig. Transocean President Stephen Newman pointed to possible shoddy workmanship by a subcontractor, Halliburton, which cemented the oil well to stabilize its walls.
The one thing we do know is that on the evening of April 20th, there was a sudden catastrophic failure of the cement, the casing, or both. Without a failure of one of those elements, the explosion could not have occurred.
Well, but Halliburton executive Tim Probert said his men were only following orders from BP.
Halliburton, as a service provider to the well owner, is contractually bound to comply with the well owner's instructions.
The exchange was too much for the top Republican on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I would suggest to all three of you that we are all in this together, because this incident is affecting, will have impact on the development of our energy policy for this country.
Already, it has added new fervor to the debate on whether the nation should proceed with more offshore oil exploration.
The earth is our mama. Stop drilling Obama.
As the hearing was winding down, demonstrators were setting off on a march through Washington to protest plans for more undersea drilling. There are no indications Congress will ban the practice, but lawmakers have vowed to tighten drilling regulations. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.